This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. A Flip Around the Dial presents reality TV shows for every hobby, compulsion, and income bracket. A new concept currently being developed by No Regrets Entertainment aims to follow four former Orthodox Jews as they make their way in secular New York City. Brad Rothschild is one of the producers working on the show, tentatively called Shunned. Brad, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is Luza Twersky, one of the potential cast members for the show. Luza, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
Luza, you have to spell that for us because that's not a stage name, right?
No, it's not. It's my given name. It's the name I was born with. It's spelled L-U-Z-E-R.
So how did they pronounce it when you were growing up?
Loser.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Hebrew name that kind of got lost in translation in the past 300 years when Yiddish was invented.
So give us a little background on what it was like to grow up Hasidic, where you grew up in New York.
I grew up in New York City, yes. I'm a stone's throw from Manhattan, but a world away. I mean, it's basically you grow up without television or movies or newspapers or, you know, all these interesting kinds of foods. It's a very sheltered world. As a child and even as a teenager, you kind of think that nothing else exists. You know, you're afraid of non-Jews. You think all non-Jews want to kill you, and you think all non-Jews hate you, and all the people who live out there are basically terrible people, a bunch of murderers and rapists, and that the whole secular world is one big orgy, you know. And it's the view of the secular world of the goyim, which is Gentiles, yeah, is basically that, you know, they're just all bad and they have no morals.
But it must have held some attraction for you because you left.
Well, it held attraction to everyone, you know. It looks like fun from the outside, at least. And it is fun, you know, being on the inside of the outside now. But from that viewpoint, you know, it's flashy. It looks flashy.
Mm. So following you is part of the topic or the subject of Shunned or The Chosen One. I've seen a couple of different working titles. Brad, this, of course, is going to make for very interesting reality TV. I mean, how did you come into the picture with this concept?
Well, I'm working with Noah Scheinman, another producer who's at No Regrets Entertainment, and we were actually researching another project. And I came across a website called Unpious, which is edited by somebody named Shulam Dean. It's really a website that's called Voices on the Hasidic Fringe. And I started reading some articles written by people who are in the Hasidic world, not anymore in the Hasidic world, somewhat related to the Hasidic world. And I started really getting pulled in further and further. And I sent an email to Shulam Dean, and we met each other a few times, and we started talking. And from those conversations, it occurred to me that this would be a very interesting universe to look into.
Was it a concept first and then you did auditions for people? Or how did you find people like Loser, for example? And there are three other cast members now, I think.
Well, there are several other cast members that we're not locked into a certain number yet. We've spoken with a few people. There are a couple people, one of whom her family does not yet know that she is out of the community. So we're trying to keep her under wraps a little bit just for her own sake. But actually, Shulam Dean is the one who helped identify a lot of these characters for us, or a lot of these potential characters for us. He introduced us to Loser. He introduced us to a few other people based on some parameters that he and I discussed about what type of people we were looking for.
Well, Loser, there's a picture of you. I think it's you in the New York Daily News.
I know where this is going.
You're wearing a hat. You've got a long, you know, full beard and payas, those kind of curly Q things on the side of your head. And you're lasciviously eyeing a packet of bacon. I mean, so is this show, is it sort of a comedic show? Is that what we're going for here?
Well, I don't know. That you're going to have to ask Brad that question, what the show is exactly going to be. That photo, I mean, when I first had bacon, I actually did an interview. My story was broadcast on NPR before and was produced by a guy named Josh Gleason. And at some point, we were doing some interviews at his apartment, and he was making bacon. And I hadn't had bacon before that. And he asked me, you know, would you like to taste it? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Is God going to strike me dead? Well, let's give it a shot. So I took that first bite, and I was like, oh, God, this is so good. So I kind of like fell in love with bacon. I know it's kind of become what I've been known for. I mean, except there's a lot more to me than just loving bacon. But I'm also an actor. So when I did my headshots, I was working with this really, really quirky photographer. And we were talking and chatting. He's like, hey, why don't we do a bacon shot? that one, I guess I posted it on my Facebook and I went a little crazy from there. And it just happened to fit because I quote Bacon a lot.
I'm sorry, that's really loser's shtick. But the show is not going to be a comedic look at people's lives, people who have left the community. And, you know, I want to be clear that we're not out to disparage the Hasidic world or anybody still in it.
You're not, you mean?
We are not.
You're not.
I'm just kidding.
Well, what's the distinction here? I mean, that's part of the thing. With a reality program, you kind of want tension. You kind of want conflict. You want exciting things to happen in people's lives. So, Brad, you as a producer, looking at Loser's Life and these other subjects, whoever they may come to be, you know, there is a little bit of tension, I suppose, between the producers and the people who are living it.
Well, certainly what makes for compelling TV or film or anything is drama and tension. You're right. Really, what makes this compelling for us is the universality of the idea. These are a bunch of young people who are struggling with the same things that young people all over the world are struggling with. They're trying to establish themselves personally, professionally, relationships. What's different about these guys is that, as one of them has described it, it's almost as if they were plunked down on this planet from Mars, and they just don't have the same information and necessarily coping ability to deal with the modern world that they're now a part of.
Well, Loser, you just called to mind that idea of, like, were you prepared to live in this world, to be plunked down from another planet, as Brad put it? Did you know about popular culture at all? You were recently divorced. I guess you were quite young when you were first originally married. Tell us how you made your way.
No, I didn't grow up with any popular culture. In fact, the first script I got as an actor was a line where my character mentions John Lennon. And I was sitting with the writer and the director in a coffee shop and we're, you know, going over the script. And I was like, John Lennon, is that Lennon, the guy from the Communist Party, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, no, John Lennon from the Beatles. I'm like, who's John Lennon? And, you know, and I'm not saying that it's impossible to live in a world without that knowledge, without knowing that. I mean, I've lived that life for 21 years, and I'm alive. I didn't die from not knowing who John Lennon was and not knowing what Star Wars is. But, you know, it's very difficult when you go out in the world, when you decide to leave and you want to live in that world. I mean, you almost can't have a conversation with anyone because they're going to say, may the force be with you. And I'm like, excuse me? You know, I don't know what they're talking about.
Does your family know you're doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my family knows I've been... My family found out that I was not religious before I actually left, and which is the reason why I got divorced, because I was already non-observant, and my wife at the time gave me an ultimatum. She said, you either be religious or you leave me. And I said, well, I'll leave you. And when I got divorced, kind of like sent shockwaves throughout the community because I come from a very prominent family. And
your father's a rabbi indeed, wasn't he?
Yes, my father is what they call a Hasidic Rebbe, which is R-E-B-B-E, which is different than a rabbi. It's more like a spiritual leader. Yeah, so my family knows. My parents immediately cut me off after they found out why I got divorced. But I'm still very close with all my siblings. I mean, most of my siblings.
So, Brad, you know, obviously this sounds absolutely fascinating. Where is Shunned in development now?
We are currently in discussions with several networks, and we're hopeful to get a positive answer relatively soon.
Loser, we have just a minute left, but I was interested to see that it's a goal of yours to win an Oscar one day. Is this your first step, you reckon?
I want to thank you for giving me another first. I can say my first live interview. And
My pleasure.
You know, it's every actor's dream. And, you know, I found something that I'm really, really good at. And I just want to be better at it. Like everything I do in life, you know, I want to be the best, which is why I left the community, because there are things that I want to do and I want to do them well and I want to do them without any, you know, constraints that come from, you know, stupid ideas like God and, you know, and that kind of stuff. I want to be able to just, you know, go out there and do it fully.
Well, I'll leave that one alone and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lou Zatorski, he's, among other things, a newly discovered lover of bacon and one of the potential cast members for the show Shunned, which is in development right now. Brad Rothschild is one of the producers. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
So if you want to learn more about this, the show is still being shopped to the network. So whether it's something you'd like to see or not, you can leave your thoughts at wordofmouthradio.org even before it airs. Coming up, the most familiar celebrity whose name you don't know. We'll talk with Tom Kane, the voice behind thousands of TV ads, video games, and film trailers. That's when Word of Mouth continues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Не смей небес, небездомницы, копелики.